You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. On this week's episode of Math and Magic, I'm sitting down with the one and only Bobby Bones. We're exploring the power of audio.
Yeah, I don't fit into one specific hole. I think that is what endeared me to listeners. That's why I'm here now, because I talk to people that grew up like me, have sensibilities like me, and have loyalties like me.
Listen to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. And what an hour it's going to be. Apparently the Boy Scouts aren't the Boy Scouts anymore. Now they're the everything Scouts, and that sucks.
We'll talk about this soldier being detained in Russia. This is an interesting story, to put it mildly. Emails, what's going on at the academies, the military academies, all that and so much more coming up this hour on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Before we get to the Boy Scout thing, I need to confess something to everyone. I'm struggling with something right now. Maybe I should have led the show with this, but I just have to be honest about it. So earlier, well, first, let's do a little background. Before we get into the politics, let's deal with the important things. You new listeners may not know things about me, and these things will come out throughout your listenership. But one of the things you should understand is I have this incredible skill that was given to me by God. What Chris, and I call it menu whispering. I call myself the menu whisperer. You've heard of the dog whisperer. Well, for me, it's not that I can cook or anything like that, but I can walk in a restaurant and I can look at a menu, even if I've never been there before. And I would just stop shaking your head, Chris, and I will just automatically know what the best thing on the menu is. And people think I'm just being tongue in cheek at this. You don't understand how often it happens. We'll go out with friends to dinner and I will hear, my wife hates it now because it happens all the time, consistently from them. Oh, I should have got what you got. Oh, I should have got that. And I'm always cocky about it. I tell them, yeah, I know. And I'll try to tell people what to order before they order. And then they'll complain after, I should have got what you got. And I'll say, I told you, you should have listened to the menu whisperer. The menu whisperer always knows. So earlier today, I haven't wanted to bring this up. It's been gnawing at me for a while. We ordered some tacos. There's a taco delivery, whatever. Me, Jewish producer Chris, producer Michael, we ordered some tacos. I, of course, got the kind of tacos that I get, specialty tacos. I get them just the right way from the menu. Of course, Chris gets something gross that was horrible. Michael decides he's going to step his game up and be an adult, and he's going to try what I get every time. So he gets one of the one I got, and then he got a steak and egg taco. Steak and egg. So he gets one of the kind I got and a steak and egg taco. You with me? The tacos show up. Some of them aren't marked. I go sit down. I grab what I think are my two tacos. I eat one. I go to open the other one, and I find out it's the steak and egg taco. Okay, well, that's no problem. I should have an extra one of mine in there. No. Michael had taken both of mine, and he'd eaten both of them. Now, in his defense, It was not marked. I don't know how you would eat both of yours and assume, but either way, he ate it. And I lied. I told him I was okay with it. I told him I'm fine with it. It's no big deal. But it is a big deal. And here's why it's a big deal. I did it right because I got what I wanted. And you two should have gotten exactly what I got. In fact, it should have just been six tacos my way every time. My expertise could have been used to benefit the entire studio here. And instead, in the end, I did it right. Michael got two delicious tacos. They were yummy, weren't they, Michael? Really yummy. Yeah, they were. I could see the look on his face. He's in heaven over there. Me? I mean, his was fine. I don't want to act like steak and egg was bad. It wasn't what I got. And I was trying to be selfless about it, and I told him it was okay. I told everyone it was okay, but it's not okay. You know what? It's not okay. I'm selfish, and I feel cheated, and I just had to get that off my chest. Now let's talk about the Boy Scouts of America. It came out this morning. This is the CEO of the Boy Scouts of America, except now it's no longer that.
Sends this really strong message to everyone in America that they can come to this program, they can bring their authentic self, they can be who they are, right, and they will be welcomed here. The argument that I make with the people that say, well, I always like Boy Scouts of America or BSA, why do we have to change? Go, you know, membership is at historic lows, right? Part of my job is to reduce all the barriers I possibly can for people to accept us as an organization and to join.
Yeah, the reason membership is at an all-time low is because you guys went super gay a while ago and it really turned a lot of people off because this was a traditional organization focusing on values and honor and outdoors and scouting and God and community service and things like that. And instead, you decided to water it down into more cultural Marxist filth. And parents just like me, who would love to have their sons in the Scouts, have chosen not to participate in it. And now we've changed it from Boy Scouts of America to Scouting America so it can be more inclusive. And my only point on this is not about the Boy Scouts, although that is very sad. The Boy Scouts, Cub Scouts, Boy Scouts, Eagle Scouts, it's such a traditional staple of this country, and it's so healthy and good. It is so good for young men to learn how to camp and hunt and shoot and fish and build things and work together and do community service. And it is such a good, has been traditionally such a good organization. And it is so horrible what they've done. It's even worse than Michael eating my taco. It is maybe the worst thing I've seen in a while. However, it goes beyond that. We have to have a conversation that may make people uncomfortable, but it's still true. Male-only environments. Male-only environments are not only good for men, they are critical for men. Critical for men. It is a critical part of men becoming better men, smarter men, stronger men, more ambitious men, and this applies to young boys all the way up to older men. Men, if you're listening, you need to do guy things with only guys. Ladies, your man needs to do that. Your son, maybe you're a single mother. I know we have a bunch of single mothers who listen. You need to have your son in some sort of all-male, pure testosterone environment. It is a critical part of growing as a man. No, we don't need daggone women in everything. There should be things that are only for men. And by the way, you should know that I'm not doing some barbarian Jesse thing where every guy has to get together and do, you know, the guy stuff that I would like. Everyone has to get together and shoot guns or wrestle or do. It doesn't have to be that. It can be a men's breakfast at your church, where it's just dudes, just you and dudes. It can be you and the dudes going to play pickleball. I don't care what it is. You should be around only men for some of your time as a dude. It's really, really important. And it's pathetic how weak the men are in this country, that they can't and won't stand up and tell women, no, you're not welcome here. No, there are some things for only men. I've got a thing coming up soon. My old mortar section in the Marines, the guys I actually joined, I got to the fleet with these guys and 4 years with these guys, Iraq and everything else, you know, all the misery and whatnot with these guys. We are getting together for our 20-year anniversary, 20 years since we got out, and we're just going to get together. We're going to rent a cabin on some lake. We're trying to find some lake somewhere that's affordable, you know, reasonable. We're going to rent a cabin. We're going to fish. We're going to talk. We're going to build a campfire. And you know what? We're all married now, kids. Everyone has a family. It was established very early on. Women, not welcome. They're not. And I'm not one of these guys who hates being around my wife. I love being around my wife. She murders me. She cracks me up. She's hot. She's not welcome that weekend. And obviously, she's wonderful. She's great about that. She understands. She wouldn't want to intrude. If I even asked her, she'd be like, no, you need the guy time. But the women are not welcome. They're not invited. And if they invited themselves, we'd tell them they weren't supposed to be there. And you know what? At the end of that weekend, I will be better than I was at the beginning of that weekend. It is healthy for dudes to feed off each other, give each other crap, lean on each other, push each other. All male environments are good and necessary. They're good for everyone, including women. I reject completely any idea of inclusiveness in everything. I am an exclusive person. I believe in discrimination and I believe in exclusivity. These are two things that differ me from so many people in this country. No, not everyone should be included. Joe Biden shouldn't be president. Why? Not because he's a commie. He's too friggin' old. Go home and retire. You're too old to do the job of president. Women shouldn't be in Boy Scouts. Why? Because they're daggone women, and they don't belong there. The boys belong there. We have Scouts for girls. It's called frickin' Girl Scouts. Go over and sell cookies. Golly. All right. One more point on that, and we'll get to some emails before I do that. See, I'm getting fired up, and this is what happens. I'll get myself fired up, and then when I knock off, I go home, hang out with the wife and kids, and I can't go to sleep. That used to be a problem, except now I have this Premier MyPillow. It's unique. It has Giza fabric. You've heard of the Giza Dream Sheets. Well, they have a MyPillow now, the Premium MyPillow. It has Giza fabric. And what that does, it keeps my head cool. And I'll get hot. My head will be hot when I lay down, especially when I'm angry about something or blood pressure's up. But I lay down on my MyPillow with the Giza fabric, and it's just cool, and it stays cool. And eventually, I drift off to sleep like a little bitty baby. And right now, you want one of those premium pillows? They're $25. They're part of MyPillow's $25 extravaganza sale. Any size, any loft level, Primo pillows, $25. And much more, $25. Call them, 800-845-0544. Or go to MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Don't forget, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. All male environments are good for men. They're good for society. Therefore, they're good for women. Men, put yourselves in all male things. Things being all male, also good. Sports being a male thing. Not. I'm not talking about female sports, but like the NFL. We got our first female referee. Why? Why do we need a daggone woman out there? It's a man's sport. Why do we have, why? Well, it needs to be inclusive. Why? No one can ever explain that to me. Why do I need to include you? You don't need to include me in everything. Inclusiveness is the most overrated thing in the world. Exclusive is the best. And I'll tell you something else. Remember my rule? Discrimination is underrated. The greatest thing in the world is discrimination. I discriminate everywhere. And I'll tell you what, you do too, on things that matter to you. Everyone discriminates on things that matter to you. Oh, I want this to be inclusive. I want women in. I want to be more inclusive. We need more of these, more here, more there. Okay. the person you love the most just developed an inoperable brain tumor. There's one doctor on the planet they think might be able to carve the brain tumor out and save the person you love. You've got to go find that doctor. Are you going to be inclusive with your search? Or is your search going to be the most exclusive freaking thing in the world? It's going to be exclusive because it's something you care about. Your house. We talk about this with illegal immigration all the time. Use this on your liberal Aunt Peggy next time. Or anybody. The norm in your life. Republicans in your life. We talk about inclusive. I want things to be more inclusive. I like it when everyone can do things. Really? Who do you let in your home? You let anyone in? Midnight tonight, some dude with a teardrop tattoo and a do-rag on his head knocks on your door, wants to come in and use the phone. You letting him in? You even opening the door? You're not, are you? Why not? Aren't you inclusive? Oh, you're exclusive? Why are you exclusive? Because you love yourself, your home, and the people in it. You're exclusive about everything you truly, truly care about. There should be male-only environments all across this country, and the inclusion of females in those environments should be flatly rejected by the men. No, don't expect the women to do it for themselves. The men should be men and say, no, you're not welcome. Go do woman stuff. Gosh, drives me crazy. Like I saw this out of the governor of Maine today. This initiative to get more women involved in construction. Why?
Governor Mills signing an executive order at Maine DOT in Augusta alongside female leaders in Maine's construction industry. The executive order will kickstart data collection in collaboration with partners in the construction industry and implement grant programs to incentivize the hiring of women while providing supportive services that recruit and retain women in the construction industry.
There are qualified women across Maine who belong in fields dominated by men, and I want to knock down the barriers that are keeping them from pursuing these good-paying jobs in construction with good Maine employers.
This year, as we reviewed the applications, we had almost 30.
Why do we need more women in construction? Well, they want to be. I don't give a crap. I want a toilet made of solid gold. I want a lot of things. Oh, they want to be. They want to be there. Tough. You shouldn't. Go away. Go home. Go do something else. Why? Why do I have to be inclusive? Because you want things? I don't give a crap. You want things. Let's get to some emails. Before we get to that, can you tell that I took my mail vitality stack again today? This happens on the days where I lift weights. Checked my blood pressure again today, and it was pretty good. And that's exciting when you're 42 years old. Pretty freaking good. No complaint. What, Chris? It was 126 over 88, my friend. For a Kelly at 42, that's pretty daggone dynamite. And I got my male vitality stack flowing through me, and I'm just, I feel awesome. You want to feel good, gentlemen, no matter what, 65, 85, 25, you need to get your T levels where they need to be. Go to chalk.com, and look at their natural herbal supplements. They have a million different kinds. I personally take the male vitality stack. That's why I'm bouncing off the walls every day here. That's why my leg is bouncing up and down. That's why I get fired up and yell about things and say offensive stuff. But you can take whatever you want. Chalk.com. There's a female vitality stack for the ladies if you want to get fired up to do things other than male sports. Chalk.com. Promo code Jesse saves you a pile of money on the subscriptions. Go get one. Jesse. Oh, we're switching gears. Sorry. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. Now we're switching gears to email. See, Chris, that's how you segue. You're learning something. Jesse, I wasn't the best history. By the way, speaking of segue, stay with me here.
But my focus is just stay focused.
Chris, Michael, have you guys ever ridden one of the Segway things? The two seat things, the two wheel things that you stand up on and drive around? Chris, how am I supposed to know? Chris just said the old one or the new one. I didn't know there were advancements on the Segway. Have you rode one or not? What difference does it make? Is it an old one or a new one? So you haven't ridden either, but yet you felt the need to ask the follow-up question whether you rode the old one or the new one. Isn't the answer just no, no matter what, Chris? No. The answer is no. Anyway. I don't understand how they stay up. I feel like given my height at 6'8", I don't feel like I would stay up on them. You know what? We're moving on to other things. Jesse, I wasn't the best history student, so I'm sorry if this inquiry seems off. When you were talking about credentialed morons, I was reminded of Khmer Rouge. It's Cambodia. Everyone pronounces it different. It drives me nuts. I always call it Khmer Rouge. I think I heard once about how they made doctors be janitors and they made the janitors be doctors. If so, could this be the kind of thing that that's happening now? Okay, well, this actually goes right along the lines. That's why I read it, of what we were just talking about inclusiveness with things, about, well, statements like this.
Sends this really strong message to everyone in America that they can come to this program, they can bring their authentic self, they can be who they are, right, and they will be welcomed here. The argument that I make with the people that say, well, I always like Boy Scouts of America or BS.
Why do they do this? What's the real reason? Are they just being nice? Why do they do this? Why did the Khmer Rouge, why did they make the doctors go to the fields and plow fields till they died? Why? We'll talk about that.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue. Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view. Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
It's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia.
On this week's episode of Math and Magic, I'm sitting down with the one and only Bobby Bones. We're exploring the power of audio.
The word on the street then was, he's too country for pop. But then once I got to country, it was, he's too pop for country. So I kind of never really had a place to fit in, but that's exactly how and why I fit. I just embraced that. Like, yeah, I don't fit into one specific hole. I think that is what endeared me to listeners. That's why I'm here now, because I talk to people that grew up like me, have sensibilities like me, and have loyalties like me.
Listen to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency.
Did you make a mistake in sending arms to Tehran, sir?
No.
It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
And I'm not taking any more questions in just a second. I'm going to ask Attorney General.
I'm Leon Nafok, co-creator of Slow Burn. In my podcast, Fiasco, Iran-Contra, you'll hear all the unbelievable details of a scandal that captivated the nation nearly 40 years ago, but which few of us still remember today.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Don't forget, if you missed the show, you can download it on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. All right, back to what we were talking about. The guy was asking about the Khmer Rouge. Why'd they make the elites, the doctors, the professors? Why'd they send them to the fields? Why are they jamming women into the Boy Scouts of America? Why do we have to have female referees? Why does Maine, why are they passing something that insists on female construction workers? Why do we need more of this, more of that? Why do we need more Asians on this board, more black people on this board, more women on this board, more gays? Why are they like this? Why do they do this? Because in the end, it is the death of everything. Diversity is the death of everything. When you focus, when you make it a priority, skin color, gender, whatever, something that does not matter, when you make something that does not matter a priority, you will make that thing worse, no matter what it is, no matter what it is. Why are they like this? Well, we'll move beyond the general communist self-hatred. That's a big part of it. Let's move beyond that. Why did they do this? For the communist. The communist sees himself. This is your liberal Aunt Peggy. She sees herself as an actual warrior against injustice. And I know you're yelling and screaming and you're saying, how could these animals see themselves as the good guys? They really, really do. They see themselves as the tip of the spear fighting against injustice. That superhero in the movies you go see, that's how these people see themselves when they throw poop at a pro-life center. That really, it's how they see themselves. And the reason they see themselves this way is they have been taught, and a lot of this has been nurtured inside of them. They had a natural bitterness. They were naturally upset about something. And they've been taught that society itself is wrong. They're not wrong, or a specific person who did them wrong isn't wrong. Society itself, civilization itself, is built poorly. It's built wrong. It's unjust. It destroys things. And so for them, as warriors for justice, the greatest, the purest, the most noble thing they could possibly do is tear that society apart. That's how they look at everything. And this applies to everyone from Pol Pot when he takes over Cambodia and he famously declares year zero. There's nothing before this. He makes all the educated people go work to death in the fields. He busts up all their high industry and education, turns everyone back into a farmer. For a guy like Pol Pot, who was, surprise, surprise, a spoiled rich kid, like all the communist leaders always are, for a guy like Pol Pot, the entire Cambodian system was unjust and wrong, and he was the good guy to simply eradicate all of it. Absolutely all of it. And he, remember, towards the end of his life in his 70s, this human being exterminated more of his country, a higher percentage of his country, than any human being in the history of the planet. Stalin, Mao, even they did not reach 25%. Pol Pot took over, and in about 4 years, he exterminated a quarter of the people of Cambodia. And at the end of his life, he was giving an interview, and he said, basically, I'm paraphrasing, he said, I'm the good guy. I'm not a violent guy. I mean, yeah, a couple regrets here and there, but I'm the good guy. Imagine you took over as president and promptly exterminated, tortured, and beat to death about 80 million Americans. And then at the end of your life, you looked back on your time and said, man, I was doing the right thing there. That's how the communist thinks. That's how Democrats think. That's how liberal Aunt Peggy thinks. They campaign on grievance at all times. Everything sucks. America sucks. This is evil. You're the rightful heirs to this. These people have what you should have. This, they do this. Your liberal Aunt Peggy believes the exact same thing. In the end, and they get caught admitting this all the time now. In the end, the truth is, the ultimate evil is America, and America has to burn if we're going to do any good. In the end, that's how liberal Aunt Peggy thinks. That's how the people, you want to know the real reason the border is open? Why did they open it up on purpose? They paid for all these people to come in. We're being flooded. Why? Well, we've played interview after interview of these people. People who are deeply involved in the immigration enforcement in this country, DHS, DOJ, all these places. They're filled up with these communists hired by the Biden administration and Obama and whatnot. And they say in interviews, and they've said in the past on social media before they had the job, America's evil. America, everyone should come here because America frankly deserves it. This country's a horrible place. So no matter what horrible place you're from, and no matter what horrible things you want to do when you get here, Well, you should still come anyway, because in the end, America's a horrible place. America is the height of all evil for these people, and they really do want to burn it all down. That's why they do what they do. Now, how does this translate to Boy Scouts of America? Well, do the people pushing decisions like this, are they all evil communists who want to burn down America? No, remember, so many of the useful idiots out there, they buy the branding of the commie. I'm sure there are so many well-meaning women and men who really genuinely think in their hearts, well, I mean, we should let girls in. I want the best for girls. We do want, they think they're being nice. They think that makes them the good person. They don't know, of course, that they're tools. They're the tools of destruction being used. The death of everything is diversity and inclusiveness. Remember that. Remember that. All right. Before we get on to the lies, the system of lies and other things, I want to talk really quickly about this because there's a very weird story that's developing, if you will. In fact, it's my job as a journalist to bring it to you.
It's Journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse, 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 Jesse.
U.S. soldier is detained in Russia and accused of theft. He is Staff Sergeant Gordon Black. He was on leave. He visited Russia. Allegedly, according to his mother, he went there to visit his girlfriend, but he popped into Russia on the way home, and now he is detained in Russia. So I just thought this would be a good opportunity to have a little PSA for everyone out there, everyone. First of all, let's focus on Russia specifically. Americans, I love history, as you know, and there aren't many countries on the planet that have a crazier and cooler history than Russia. Truth be told, if I could pick one country on the planet to go tour all of its history, Russia would be on the short list and they might be the winner. I would love to go visit Russia, see the sights, take everything in. But I cannot and I will not ever visit Russia. And you, an American citizen, should not visit Russia. And it's not just because, you know, Vladimir Putin's a bad guy. American munitions have not only been slaughtering Russian troops for a while now, we now have such children in charge that our politicians brag about how many Russians our munitions have killed. Russia, they are officially our enemy, and once you start killing them, they've lost any incentive to negotiate your release with you. Any American citizen stepping foot there is simply viewed as a hostage. A hostage. Russia can grab you and they will grab you and then they'll try to use you as leverage in negotiations to try to extract things out of America. Remember when we just did that? What's that name? That lesbian basketball player. What was her name? Yeah, Brittany Griner. That was it. Of course. U.S. Marines been rotting there in jail forever. Biden administration finds out there's some WNBA star. And of course, they have to move heaven and earth and turn loose an arms dealer to get her back. You're a hostage to them. So don't go. That's one. Two. I need to talk to the fellas. And just for just a moment, before I talk to the fellas, let me talk to you about your cell phone, though. Cell phone bills get paid automatically. Almost everyone does this. If you're one of the people who pays yours, you know, you pay it manually every month, you're rare. People just put in their credit card and they sign up and they make an automatic payment every month because the bill doesn't really change. Who are you making automatic payments to every month? Do you make a monthly payment to communism? Go look up T-Mobile's DEI. Go look up Verizon's DEI, ESG. You proud to be funding that? Look, I've had all of those companies. I've had AT&T too. I've had all the worst ones. I have switched though. Oh, I still pay my bill monthly. It got cut in half when I switched to Pure Talk. And now I pay a company that at least shares and promotes my values. And I didn't lose any service because they're on the same 5G network. Pick up your phone and switch to Pure Talk. It takes 10 minutes on the phone. It's nothing. You even get to talk to an American. #250-SAY-JESSE-KELLY. #250-SAY-JESSE-KELLY. Switch to Pure Talk.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Don't forget, you can email us, and you should, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Following along with this U.S. soldier who's been detained in Russia, accused of theft. His mom says he was there visiting his girlfriend. So I'm not going to talk about this episode specifically. I do just want to warn young men out there right now about this, though. We have enemies on this planet, gentlemen. Be very, very careful in this day and age. If you find yourself traveling to foreign lands to meet a young lady you met online. I bring this up because one of my buddies, he was former CIA. He got out years and years and years ago. I think 10 years ago he got out. And it's not Buck Sexton, in case you're wondering. He did something different in the CIA. And we were having this conversation about one of his friends who was actually in, well, he was in the government. I'll put it that way. He was in the government, not CIA specifically, but he was in the government. And he ended up losing his entire career and almost, if not for some luck, almost died in a Chinese prison. And he got to China for a girl he met online. And she was so nice, and she related to him, and he related to her, and she was so pretty, had a little Asian thing going. Everybody's got a little Asian thing going. And yeah, he very nearly died in a labor camp in China. Just, hey, look, this is not me lecturing dudes today. The honeypot. The using of beautiful women against men to get men to say and do things they normally would not do is a tale as old as time. Money and women make men lose their minds. They always have. They always will. And I'm not exempting myself from this at all. I'm telling you, young men, I've been a young man before. I know. Watch yourself out there, all right? Find yourself an American woman anyway, in person. You'll enjoy it. All right. Let's touch on this. Jesse, why is no one recognizing these riots as not pro-Palestinian, but are the communist rent-a-mob that will protest anything they're paid to do? The guy does say, but you and your viewers, obviously. Simple logic or a tiny bit of critical thinking says this heavy response outweighs any level of support for Gaza. Okay, so why aren't more people talking about the depth of the communist connection with all this stuff here? Why aren't more people discussing this? Why is this not brought up a lot? Why do people just skim the surface? Protesters, they must love Palestine. Why does no one talk about the things you talk about, things I talk about, the organization behind it, the funding, the things like that? Well, a lot of people don't look into things for a variety of reasons. Some people are stupid. Some people were lazy, but you really want to know the main reason most people don't dig deeper when we're talking about talk radio or podcasts or what you see on TV or whatnot. Why do they hit a couple high points, couple lame high points, read the headlines and move on? You don't always want to know how deep the rabbit hole goes, because if you look deeper, you may not like what you find, and you may know that you're going to not like what you find. You know what? This happened to me last week. So the wife has been making bread at home. She's, you know how healthy she is. She loves all this healthy stuff, too many bad things in our food and stuff like that. And she's right? So she's been making bread at home, which is great because it's fresher and it's better for you. But it also goes bad faster, of course, because it's not loaded with all the preservatives and things like that. Well, it was morning time. I was tired. I got up and I wanted an egg sandwich. I love egg sandwiches, just eggs, mayo, bread. That's all. Sometimes I toast the bread. Sometimes I don't. Today I did. I was really tired. I want to stress this. Sliced off a couple pieces, drop it in the toaster, toast it, fry up an egg, little Duke's mayo on each side, throw it on there, and I'm sitting there and I'm eating, and I'm eating. But I'm looking, and remember I said I toasted it, so the color's off, but I'm almost done with my sandwich, and I look at the bread. I look down at the top of the bread, and there was some weird coloring on top, and I thought, uh-oh, that's not good. So I get up, and I go over to the loaf of bread that she made, and I can only see the end, right? So I'm slicing it off. I see the end, and there's very clearly mold on there. And there's a decent amount of mold on there. How deep did it go into the bread? How bad was it? What did I just eat? Because it's all in my stomach. I was at the end of the bread. How bad were the pieces I just ate? How bad is the rest of the bread? I don't know. I couldn't tell you. I took the whole loaf and I threw it in the trash can. Because I don't want to know. The easiest thing in the world, the simplest thing in the world, is to simply buy whatever branding the commies are selling you at any given moment. Oh, you see all those turbo freaks in the street with their pink feather boas on? I'm sure they're just, gay people who want equal rights. That's the easy thing. It's a little darker when you dig into the communist infiltration and blow up of the American family, the medical industry, how evil it's become and how it's turning all the tranny stuff into a cash cow. You start opening up those doors. You start walking through those doors. You start digging deeper. You might just find more mold than your mind wants to find. So that's why people don't dig deeper. It's easy. You know, you can be lazy, read a headline, then you go off there. You don't have to dig into it all. It's real easy. And you don't have to fully digest how bad things are. The depths, the level of organization there. The easiest thing in the world is to look at these things and say, anti-Semitism, these people are bad. But if you dig deeper, it's so much worse and more nefarious than even that. That's the truth. All right. Let's talk about a system of lies and many other things. Hang on.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia.
On this week's episode of Math and Magic, I'm sitting down with the one and only Bobby Bones. We're exploring the power of audio.
Yeah, I don't fit into one specific hole. I think that is what endeared me to listeners. That's why I'm here now, because I talk to people that grew up like me, have sensibilities like me, and have loyalties like me.
Listen to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen, and subscribe.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.